Good morning, 9:13 here on the mighty 690. We have 58 degrees in Coffeyville, and now it's time for our Ask the Experts chat with Mr. Keith Beaumont from Sun Group. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. So what is going on? What auctions do we have coming up?
Well, we've got a couple listings. I was going to bring up one new listing that we have, our newer listing that just got on there here within the last week or so. This is one that's over by, it's actually Granola, but it's not too far from Moline, kind of in between Moline and Granola. Got an 80-acre property. It's got an older two-bedroom house in great condition. It's got a couple barns on it, some real nice grass. There's a CrossFit fence out there on that 80 acres that kind of divides the pasture into two. Couple ponds, one on each side of that cross fence, so you'd be able to either rotate cows or this would make even a great hay field too. It's a great piece of property with, like I said, the grass is great. So you can check that out there on our website, sungrouprealestate.com. We've got an auction coming up in Butler County. This is in Rose Hill, 78.3 acres. There's some farmland there on it, or it'd be a great place to develop into a home. It'd be great for that. It's got blacktop frontage on it, on both sides of it. Anyways, that auction's going to be Thursday, October the 13th. So if someone's interested in some property in that direction, just check that out. Get on our website, or if you need any more information on any of that stuff, just always give me a call too. I can simply send you some information. So the rest of our listings, again, those are just up there. I won't go through all of them, but we got an upcoming auction that I'm going to talk about today. This is going to be in Longton, and this is going to be tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And so I'll just kind of go briefly over some of that stuff that's going to be in there. We're going to have quite a bit of stuff. We've got a lot of old Ford stuff. We've gotten a lot of 70 to 75 parts for trucks. We've got the engine blocks clear to fenders, doors, cabs. So there's parts there to put things together. We also got some that are already put together that's running. We've got a couple that just need a motor, the bed, everything's there, needs a motor. So a lot of that stuff, if you need any kind of parts, we've got it, the front end stuff and the front clip. I mean, there's a lot there that we got. So anyways, I also got a 95 Dodge Ram. It's a V10 4x4 pickup that's going to be in there. Let's see, we've got a older grain truck that's going to be in there. It does run. And as far as tractors go, we're going to have a 4040 that's going to be in there, and it does have a loader. Seems like a real good tractor, and it's had a rebuild on it not long ago, so it's good to go. We've used it a lot moving things around, and seems to be a good, strong tractor. We also got We got an 8N4 tractor. That one runs. Also, that's got a little hydraulic bucket that goes on it. There's also a Harry Ferguson tractor that's going to be in it. Those are good little running tractors. So trailers, we got a couple trailers. We got a 24-foot gooseneck trailer that's going to be in the auction. That's a real nice trailer. And then there's a 12-foot stock trailer that's also in it, so just to name a couple trailers. We're going to have guns in this one. We've got some 22s. We've got a 243. We've gotten about 6 or 7, 8 guns that's going to be in it. Check that out, because we've got ammo too, so that'd be, if you're looking for guns or ammo, we've got it. So farm equipment wise, we're going to have, there's a 24-foot cruise disc that's going to be in it. There's a 15-foot bat wing mower, brush hog that's going to be in it. Got a John Deere 709 Brush Hog. A lot of little equipment, stuff like that. We've got cake feeders. It's getting to that time of year, too, that people will be thinking about those. But we've gotten, I think there's about four of them, I think, there, four, maybe five cake feeders that's going to be in there. There's post-till auger, fertilizer spreader. Again, there's just we've got a lot of farm equipment, ranch stuff that's going to be in it as well. So we've got a four-wheeler. This is a nice four-wheeler, a Honda. It's a 2007 Honda Foreman 4x4, 500cc. Also, and that's got a winch on the front of it, too. So nice little ride that's ready to go. Well, I was also going to mention in these, talking about these old Ford pickups that we're going to have. There's a 300 six-cylinder motor that's brand new, still in the crate, still got the plastic on it. That's going to be in there as well. Forgot to mention that. So one of them trucks that need an engine, we got the engine that would go right in it. So anyways, we get into shop stuff. We've got just a lot of tools. There's a DeWalt set that's going to be in here. There's a heavy-duty impact driver, half-inch impact, and I believe we have a Snap-on half-inch impact, but we also got a DeWalt one, too. A lot of tools, winches, lights, boy, you name it, air bubbles. We've got settling bottles, oxygen settling bottles that we're going to have in it. Old electric motors. There's plenty of scrap stuff, old pickups and stuff. So there's just kind of a little bit of array of everything in here. If you're interested in any of this stuff and many other things that we have on here that I didn't go over, we've got some boat motors that's in here, cast iron stuff. There's just a lot of stuff. Battery chargers, bandsaws, there's a lot of stuff in here. Too much to mention on here, but if you want to get more pictures of them, you can get on our website there, and you can look them up, and you can see a lot more pictures. Also, if you get on Keith Belmont Realtor/Auctioneer Sun Group, you'll find a lot more pictures there, too. I can get a lot more on there, so you can check it out. And pick up a sale bill. You can come by the office there in Fredonia, and we'd be happy to give you a sale bill. Or you might find them out at one of these gas stations or wherever we've had them dispersed, or a restaurant or something like that. So, but anyway, there's a lot of good farm and ranch stuff that's going to be in the sale. So just check it out. That's tomorrow morning, starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. So.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a really good auction. I mean, I was just going through the pictures and all sorts of cool stuff on there. And like, I know we were talking about this earlier, but I'm like, yeah, if my dad's listening, he really needs that that bucket for that 8N. That would be, I've never seen one of those before. I had no idea they even made that.
Yeah, same here. Kind of a neat, to have a little tractor like that that's got that little hydraulic bucket on it. Normally it's not. It's the manual dump on it. So that's pretty interesting. But yes, we do have that. Would go on probably either one of those little tractors, but just a small tractor. But it's kind of a neat item that we have in there. So, it's going to be a pretty busy day tomorrow, and there's a lot of things to get through. Chainsaws in there too. I didn't mention that Honda generator. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to have, and this is going to be in Lonkin. It's going to be down at the fairgrounds. So those are familiar where that's going to be at. That's 920 Kansas Street here in Longton. So if you was coming from Independence or just getting on Highway 160, you'd come to Longton. And as soon as you got here to Longton and got up by, they say, the gas station out there on the highway, you'd just take a left or depending on which direction you're coming from, but just go south on Kansas Street and go all the way down. And that'll take you down to the fairgrounds. So real easy to find too, and we'll have concessions and all that. And I think it'll be a great auction. Be one to come to. I think there's something there for everyone. So anyway, yeah, just check it out and look. Oh, there's fence roller. It's a motor that you can roll up your fence with. You know, you put it on there, and it'll roll it all up. I mean, there's tons of stuff, like I said, that I have it, and don't got time to cover everything, but there's good stuff in it, and so check it out. I mean, you can get on our website at sungrouprealestate.com, and you can check that out. So.
All right. Well, it sounds like you got a busy weekend ahead, but that's a good deal.
Yeah, we do, and we'll be down there working on it today. If someone wants to come by and check it out, we'll be down there, and so you're welcome to come by and check it out. So, if you have any questions, you know, I'll have keys to things too if you want to start it and look at it before the auction. If not, then we're going to be there tomorrow morning, and you'll have plenty of time to look at that stuff too before we get to it. I don't think that we'll get to those things till a little bit later, so they won't sell first thing anyway. So if you're interested in something, you know, one of the tractors or something, then you want to hear it run. So, but if you have any questions, just feel free to give me a call. So, but yeah, and my phone number is 316-680-5131. My cell phone number, and that's the best way to get a hold of me if you have any questions about that, or if you got property that you're considering auctioning or listing. Just give me a call and we can come out and talk about it and figure out the best way to do that for you.
All right, well, you have a very good auction tomorrow. That's Keith Beaumont with Sun Group here on the Mighty 690 as we have our Ask the Expert segment, and I look forward to talking with you again next week, sir.
All right, same here. I appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
All right, take care. And we'll be back with Open Line here on the Mighty 690 right after this.